Obviously, it's nice. It gives you that confidence. It's been a while since I scored a goal. It's been a while since I played, to be honest. But, you know, people like myself are always, throughout my career, I've always been judged on goals, no matter how you play or where you play. So it's nice to get off the mark, my first start. Yeah, it was nice.
How does this compare, being at Chesterfield, to other clubs you've been at in your career? Are you enjoying it as much here as you have done previously?
Yeah, it's early days, you know. It's a bit of a breath of fresh air because, you know, it's a good club. It's a good setup and good squad. Manager's got a good philosophy of football. And, yeah, like I say, I'm enjoying it.
Is it something you thought carefully about before deciding to come here? How the manager wants to play and the philosophy? Do you have to take all that on board first before committing to a club?
Yeah, of course, because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's not... This isn't a financial thing for me. I've come here and I'm basically playing for free. And so it had to be... I'm at a stage of my career now where it had to be... I just had to come and enjoy my football. And... you know, I could have played League One for a few clubs, but you know, it would have been at the bottom end really. And I come here for a few days, seeing the way the lads train, the way they play, watch the game, and it's about getting myself back on the map and enjoying myself. You know, because you're going to get up in the morning and drive an hour and a half. You want to enjoy your work, so it's a good place to be for me at the minute.
But you're not playing for free forever, though, are you?
Well, of course not. You know, it's not a charity case, but initially, you got to get your foot in the door somewhere again, and it's a decision you have to take. Do you swallow? Do you be stubborn, or do you swallow your pride and just do what you do, what you enjoy doing again? At the end of the day, it's all our job, but initially you play football because you enjoy it, and then you become good at it, and you're lucky that if you make it, you're lucky that it's your job. So. As I say, it's just about getting back on the map, getting playing games again, because it was far too long since I played a game, and I could have just sat on a contract at Coventry for two more seasons. But you know, it's you get bored of not playing on Saturdays, that's for sure. So it's just nice to be back amongst the lads again.
Family all right with that decision?
Got to deal with it.
I think my missus might have a few things to say. Said I've turned up for work and I've told them I'm going to work for Note now.
Well, you know, it's one of them. You can be financially stable but moody, or you can be happy and you know, just get on with it and earn your coin again and prove yourself, prove that you're worth a good contract somewhere, and that's what my intentions are.
Mansfield's a great game, isn't it, now, for you to be able to come back into. I suppose if it was anybody else, without being disrespectful to the other teams that are still left in, it might not get you as much, but games like this will, surely.
Any game, because as I say, I haven't played since the beginning of April. So Coventry last year, we went on a good run in the JPT. We got to the area final and had a sell out of the Rico, and it was some great nights. So it's a good opportunity. As Chesterfield know, they won it a few years ago. And but yeah, big game. There's obviously big local derby between the fans, and we played 10 days ago. Didn't get the result we wanted, so it's a good game to play in, and we'll go there and just play the way we know we can, and you know, hopefully come away with a win.
Is the group still hurting from that loss here?
You hurt from every loss. I mean, like I say, you hurt from that, and then Saturday was right kick in the teeth. And but 3 days later, we get an opportunity to put it to bed and put it behind us, and that's what we've got to go and do, and take the positives out of the two games. Because again, against Mansfield, the game should have been sewn up in 25 minutes. Had we taken some good chances and capitalised on all our possession and good play, but that's football. They got a couple of set pieces, caused us some problems, and got their goal and defended very well. To be fair to them, and you know, they're quite a solid unit, and they know what they're doing, and they know their game plan, and they stuck to it well.